RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
As non-conference play is done, he's the head coach of the University of Maryland Terps. Let's welcome back to the program Coach Buzz Williams. Coach, how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And if I forget to say it, you know, Happy New Year and all that good stuff, because it just kind of...
Happy New Year. Vinny went in the transfer portal, huh?
Yeah, and still waiting for an offer. But we'll get into that at an appropriate time.
We'll call his NIL agent and see if we can figure it out.
Last night's starting lineup, you know, I don't want to say you're throwing a dart at the dartboard, just picking dudes, but what was the thought process last night, Buzz, into the starting five against the Monarchs?
Yes, some of this we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. You know, we played four games in the month of December prior to Christmas, after playing eight games the last 3 weeks of November. And with the volatility of our roster, not just about all 15 of them being brand new, including our staff, but more just kind of the health of those guys, some of that has been out of our control. And then what we've been able to do, because we've been able to practice more, is even though we've had injuries in the month of December, we've been able to practice more. And so our staff has done a phenomenal job of trying to find ways in the things that we've been deficient at. How can we have improvement? And then how can we measure that improvement so our guys can see that growth? And so we've treated each practice day as if it was a game, and the new measurable stats that are not in a stat sheet, we've tried to show that to them every day. So if we practice yesterday, we're going to go in the film room today, and we're going to look at the things that we're measuring so that they can see their grades. And so we've given a number to nearly everything that you've heard of and everything that you haven't heard of, so that our guys can see the growth. And then in accordance with how they're doing, that's kind of, I think we've started a different group every game thus far this month. And so some of that has been health related. The group that we started last night had never started together. And to your point, we got off to a great start, not just offensively. We got off to a great start defensively. And so some of those things came to life from an execution standpoint that we've been practicing. We didn't do a great job of all of those things in the second half, but there was some consistency in the things that we've been working at, which was encouraging. And those things are going to have to continue to improve, and we'll have to have more endurance in those things as the new year unfolds with Big Ten the rest of the way.
Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, talking to Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland Terrapins. And Buzz, you mentioned the calendar year about to flip coming up in a couple of days, Oregon coming to town on Friday. What did you learn about your team in the calendar year of 25, or is that even a fair question to answer given everything that we just talked about?
Yes, sir. It sounds like a coach that's trying to justify why his record is 7-6. I'm not. If we only talk about the eight games that we played that you would consider to be real games, we did learn a lot. And I think the thing that's been difficult to articulate, and some of the things that's been hard for us to figure out, is we've made a countless number of adjustments in the first semester, partly because we're all brand new. Hey, this is how we want to play. And then injuries change our team, and we're like, yeah, we're going to do this, not that. And then here's a different injury. And then we went from October the 9th to November the 1st. not being able to practice with 10 guys. And so it's hard to replicate, no matter what you're trying to do, it's hard to replicate that when you're playing with managers. And that's not to be negative towards our managers. I've gotten to where I think they're maybe better players than they are managers, because they've practiced more than they've been a manager. But I think there has been some growth. Obviously, Gochee got hurt in the first half against Michigan, and that changed our team and the complexion of our team and how we're playing offensively and how we're playing defensively. But if you were to rewind 10 days before, that was the first game that Solomon Washington had played in. And so we went back to some of the original things that we did from the summer and the month of September that our guys were familiar with, because Solo was back. And then when Gochee went out, that changed. And so there's just been a lot of volatility in changes. And some of those changes have been because we're trying to figure out what fits our team best, like all coaches are in this era of college athletics. But coupled with that has been, well, I don't know if we're any good or if we could be any good, because we can't get everybody to practice for consecutive days before we play a game. So a lot of that sounds like excuses. Transparently, that's what it is. It's just the truth. It's not an excuse. And so our resilience of our guys, they've had a learner spirit. Our staff has been great at trying to continue to formulate ways to put us in a position to improve. And then within those improvements, instead of just saying it, how can we teach it? How can we show it to our guys? How can they see themselves doing it? How can we give a stat to it so they understand its importance? And then how can we prioritize, this is more important than that? And we have had some traction in that. And another week here where we, in essence, play one game this week. And then as the month unfolds, obviously 3 weeks from now, we'll play three games in 1 week. And so we're going to have to be able to execute at a higher rate, but also at a more consistent rate for a longer period of time. We did a lot of good things in the first half. It wasn't as if we were terrible last night in the second half. We just didn't do it long enough periods of time. But that's what we've got to work to, like all good teams are trying to figure out. How can you find something you do good and keep doing good and then do good for a longer period of time?
All right, you guys flipping the page here to conference play in full at this point of the schedule. You got the Oregon yep. coming in on Friday night. What do you know about the Ducks here?
Yeah, I'm just starting that. I was waiting. I thought I was going to talk to Vinny. I'm kind of disappointed, Bob, that you replaced Vinny, but I guess that's kind of part. That's part of the era of
way
media,
out of my
right?
control.
If you go in the transfer portal, it's just, hey, man, we got to sign the next guy. And we got to figure out what he's good at and when it's his turn to talk. And I know a little bit about him. We played Oregon last year in the Players Era Tournament. I know they returned two all-league players, so I'm familiar with them. I know they did a good job in the portal. I am very familiar with Coach Altman. He's one of the most successful coaches that have been doing it over the last quarter of a century, wherever he's been. So I know their typical style of play, but specific to this year's team, transparently, I've been studying our game from last night thus far this morning. We're going to meet this afternoon and begin preparation for Oregon. But it'll be our second Big Ten home game, and I know that we'll have to be better than we were against Michigan for a longer period of time in order for us to win any game in the Big Ten. And that's what we've got to continue to do over the next few days, not only prepare for Oregon, but we've got to continue to focus on us and make sure that our execution rate can continue to improve and have longer periods of endurance in regards to that.
We do know Kwame Evans Jr. is from Baltimore. His old man's from Lake Clifton, or Southern, I believe it was, Lake Clifton. Anyway, played at GW, so there's some lineage there. Coach Buzz Williams. Buzz, appreciate the time. Good luck Friday night against the Ducks, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, and a happy new year to you and the family. We'll catch up with you in 26.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
There he is. Buzz Williams, everybody. We'll come back. Whip around. Jerry Coleman, your phone call. Sportsnet 583-1057 is the number. Jerry Coleman from Be More Sports, the podcast where he talks all kind of fancy people with Mike Preston. And your phone calls. Ravens are in a position, believe it or not, where they could actually win the division. Not just make the, well, win the division and get a home game. 3 weeks ago, I thought this was an
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Possibility.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Quickly gets it to Ingram. Ingram drive kick. Shed finds quickly to three. Bucket and bucket. 2-point game.
At Sportsnet Toronto on the call, it's the Whip Around. Vinny at 81.05, so the Fair, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Other side of the glass, Vinny's on vacation for a couple of weeks. He'll be back in due time. It was Toronto, 141-127 over Golden State. Raptors having a really good year, especially based on the fact they've been bad the last couple of seasons. But quickly, Baltimore, 27 points, 4 boards, 7 assists. How about Scotty Barnes? Putting a foot up your rear end, 23 points, 25 rebounds, 10 assists. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a strong triple-double. Pat Spencer, Baltimore kid, did not play for the Golden State Warriors there. The Wizards beat Memphis, 116-112. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 12-4-7. Alex Sarr. Man, I think Atlanta might have screwed up by taking Ricochet instead of Sarr. 20 points, 9 boards, 6 block shots. Cam Spencer, Pat's brother, also from Baltimore, 8 points, 3 boards, 7 assists. Santi Aldama, Loyola at 14, 10, 3, and 5 steals for the Grizzlies, but not enough for the Wizards. Look, I'm not trying to insult the intelligence of our listeners, Nolan, by any stretch of the imagination. They won 4 of their last 7 games. I've been kind of hanging around.
We're waiting on. When's that turn going to come? Not that they're going to automatically jump and be, you know, in the play-in tournament or be even in a weaker conference. You weren't expecting that. But we're looking for a step. At least I was this year. I mean, you can't be this toiling team that's always in contention for the top overall pick every year. And let's be honest, draft lottery, fair or unfair, the Wizards never win the top pick anyway, whether they have the best odds or not. So stop trying for it. I mean, let's start ushering in a new era. The young talent's there.
Yeah, Koulibaly, it'd be nice if he stays healthy, but, you know, that's another issue that they'll have to deal with for sure. Also in the NBA last night, relating to some local talent here, Oklahoma City beat Philly 129-104. Aaron Wiggins, former Maryland Terrapin, played for Keith Gatlin, Terrapin legend. Google it. Yeah, 15 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. Chet Holmgren had 29 for the Thunder there. Let's see. We talked about the Maryland game last night with Buzz Williams, 73-58. Darius Adams had 18. Solomon Washington, 13-13. Terps only turned the ball over 8 times, which is key because they're usually in the high double-digit area. Talk about this as the week goes on, and we're brief this week. only till Wednesday. Zach Eflin's back. Zach is back. Back again. No pun intended, back surgery. But one-year deal, $10 million, mutual option for 27. And if they trade him, they got to pay him $500K. So there you go. Zach Eflin, if he's your fourth starter, I'm fine with this.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's going to be a good probably handful of moments this year where he's going to be called upon to start meaningful games for you. But the way I want this, really this entire roster constructed, and I want this rotation constructed on paper, is I don't want him a part of the starting five. I want him as that number six. Most likely he's going to be that number six guy who can step in if someone goes down with injury. We see it every year. Someone's probably going to be banged up in spring training. Someone's going to be a little slow out the gate in spring training. Eflin might be even be in that boat himself. But what this does ensure that we're 100% certain now that Cade Povich is in the bullpen, so we can immediately put all our attention in shifting him there. As soon as he arrives for pitchers and catchers, hey, your bullpen, that's what we're doing. We're all in on that. And Tyler Wells, maybe another push for him to be 100% in the bullpen as well.
Even though Elias himself said that Wells right now projects to be starting pitcher. But we do know Michael Elias, first time he meets with the media in Sarasota, he's telling you who's not playing before he's telling you who is playing. It's the Whip Around. Vinny and Henny, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's on vacation. Me, Nolan, and Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. This day in Baltimore football history, how about we go back to 1968? Colts and the Browns in Cleveland. It is the NFL championship game. Tom Matte scored 3 touchdowns. Colts record 2 picks, 4 sacks as they blow out the Browns 34-0 to win the NFL championship behind Earl Morrow. Baltimore would then go to Miami as 18-point favorites against the Jets in Super Bowl III and one of the more famous upsets in all of sports history. By the way, last time the Jets have been to a Super Bowl was 1969. The Beatles were still an active band. Hadn't even played the rooftop concert yet, as a matter of fact. Again, Google it. How about 2019? Regular season finale, Ravens 28-10 over the Steelers. Justin Tucker kicked 4 field goals. Jordan Richards recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown. Starting quarterbacks that day, Delvin Hodges, Duck Hodges, and RG3.
Wow.
That would be the Ravens' 12th consecutive win. And unfortunately, it would be the last win of that season. We'll get to that in a couple of weeks. But when we come back, we'll talk about the current Ravens at 8-8. They have a chance to win the division. Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast, will be talking to us. We'll take your phone calls after that at 410-583-1057. You want to join us, News from the Net, you can do so. Lamar, if he's healthy enough, he's playing, right? And if you don't want him to play, if he's at 60%, explain the logic behind that one. When you have an MVP, first-team All-Pro quarterback, why in God's name would you not want him on the field, especially if he can play? And if the Ravens make the playoffs and lose in the first round to insert team here, we're still looking at this as a bummer of a season. 105.7 The Fan. It's Steelers week with the playoffs on the line.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Mike Pope, other side of the glass, here to talk about the Ravens and their chances of winning a division in what has been one of their worst regular seasons in quite some time. maybe 10 years, as a matter of fact, but still with a chance to get to the playoffs. Let's go from the Be More Sports Podcast, Window Nation Guest Hotline. Jerry Coleman. Jerry, what's up? Jerry Coleman. No, Jerry Coleman.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, why would I hit mute? Why would I hit the mute button when I'm going on the radio?
Good morning. I don't know, man. Hopefully you're making, you got out. Mike over here all scrambling. You got me going, what the hell's going on here? But here you are, Jerry Coleman, trained radio professional. Before we get to the drama surrounding, Lamar Jackson and what Mike Preston wrote, and he was on this morning with the Big Bad Morning Show. You do the Be More Sports Podcast with him every week, talking Ravens football. The fact that we're sitting here, Jerry Coleman, on December 29th, closing days of 2025, and the Ravens have another game coming up this Sunday night with a chance to get to the playoffs, your stun level is what, based on these new scenarios that have come up?
Probably about an 8.5. I did not see the Steelers losing to the Browns, frankly, as good as the Browns defense is. I thought they would find a way, as hot as they have been. I didn't even think the Ravens were going to win in Green Bay, to be honest. I don't think a lot of people did, knowing that Lamar was not going to play. Somehow he made it out there with the back contusion or back bruise, and was able to sit on an airplane and stand on the sidelines but not play. But it was great for the Ravens to be able to put themselves in this position. And I think everyone looked at the beginning of the season and almost instantly after a few weeks eliminated the Ohio teams and knew it was going to come down to either the Ravens or the Steelers. And here we are.
Now, John Harbaugh takes a lot of heat from the fan base. I mean, you talk to him on a regular basis, and I'm sure he'll understand the significance of this week with a chance to win the division yet again. But in Pittsburgh, it's almost the same thing, if not even more so, the way Steelers fans think of Mike Tomlin. From afar, he gets respected here in Baltimore, and maybe they respect John Harbaugh in Pittsburgh, but Steelers fans have to be losing their minds today, Jerry Coleman, with a chance to win the division. Now they lose on the road, lay an egg in doing so, and now they have to host the Ravens with a possibility that Lamar's coming back to play with the division on the line. I'm guessing Steelers fans got them butt cheeks clenched up pretty good right now, and rightfully so.
Most certainly, but I could tell you 1 week from today, either this Ravens fan base or their fan base is going to be calling for the loser of that team's head coach to be fired. And that doesn't mean the other coach that prevails is going to keep their job going forward. In other words, if the Ravens were to win in Pittsburgh, but then host a playoff game and get blown out, all bets are off, in my opinion, with Coach Harbaugh. But I don't think that's going to occur. But if that were to occur, they would be something like 3-7 at home. But I do think that someone may possibly lose their job amicably with their respective organization if they were to lose this game. And I think there's a lot more pressure on Mike Tomlin than John Harbaugh.
I want to ask you here about Tyler Huntley. I mean, in our opinion, we thought that he was pretty much the perfect game manager on Saturday night for what the Ravens needed. But this is almost exactly the same scenario that he was in back in 2022. Had to take over for an injured Lamar the last couple weeks of the regular season, and then ended up starting that wild card game against Cincinnati. And unfortunately, we know what happened there at the goal line. But where have you seen Huntley grow over these past couple years? Because to me, it's not even the same backup quarterback he was then. I mean, he's light years better.
Well, no, and obviously it comes from the progressive commercial where he taught the kids about the birds and the bees, yeah. And he's right. Matured from there. I mean, that's the starting point. But to be serious, I mean, he's been in the league a while. He's faced a lot of different situations. I think he can be a little bit more than a game manager, but I don't want to be that much more. Just hand the ball off, especially against that Steelers defense. But if you're asking me if it comes down to between Lamar and Tyler Huntley, if Lamar can play, he needs to be out there. I don't think anyone can argue that. I know people are trying to argue that based on what they saw from Huntley the other night and the previous game. But still, Lamar's the MVP. I think 3 years running, he's the better player. But if he's not going to be 100% or he's not willing to get out there and practice this week, you got to have Tyler Huntley out there who's taking the reps.
Other question mark right now is probably this Ravens secondary. Defense as a whole, if you want to go there. And all right, Saturday night, they were good enough. They got results. A couple turnovers played a major role in that. But secondary, very shaky. Marlon Humphrey, besides that interception, maybe one of the worst games we've seen from him in quite a while. Nate Wiggins, really rough on the outside. Is this at a point where, all right, let's say the Ravens, all right, they make the playoffs, like you said, in that wild card round, that their downfall, even if it is this Sunday, playoffs are this Sunday, their downfall would be more related to the secondary and the defense than it would be about, I don't know, staying committed to the run or anything offensive right now?
Yeah, I think you have to be very concerned about the secondary. Again, Malik Willis, the way he was able to throw downfield right from the get-go, and we've seen other quarterbacks who are much better than Malik Willis do that, and those are the type of quarterbacks Ravens will face in the second season if they make it. First, they have to worry about Aaron Rodgers, who turned back the clock on him in Baltimore a few years ago and even ran into the end zone. So that can't happen again, and they have had their problems, again, against the upper echelon quarterbacks. I wouldn't count Malik Willis in that category, but he still threw for almost 300 yards.
Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast. We'll talk about that here in a second. So we're talking a week from today. Jerry Coleman, are we getting ready for a home playoff game with the Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium? Opponent to be determined. Are we talking about maybe a massive overhaul, perhaps, out of one winning drive?
I think the Ravens prevail, Bob. Usually these teams, the tradition has been they split the regular season. Ravens 0-1. They're healthier, not going to have DK Metcalf on the other side or Washington. Who knows if TJ Watt's going to make it back, but he's trying to fight like hell to get back from a punctured lung. Hopefully the Ravens can get, you know, they have this world-class rehab facility. Lamar should be in there every day, should have spent the weekend in there once he got home, and hopefully he's able to play on Sunday because they're going to need him Sunday night.
All right, Jerry, Be More Sports Podcast. Tell everybody about it.
Well, we're obviously focusing on Mike Preston's column. That did shake up things a little bit, and I'm going to say everything he wrote, the Ravens aren't disputing it, except the A-plus relationship that he and Coach Harbaugh have, but you can watch what and listen to what Mike Preston had to say before he wrote his column. Be More Sports Pod, it's one word. See it or watch it, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Again, Be More Sports Pod, and look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Hey, Happy New Year, Jerry. Enjoy John Harbaugh today out at the castle.
Oh, I got a few gems for him, and you guys have a Happy New Year.
There you go. Jerry Coleman, ready to bring the smoke, as he always does. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Take more of them, top of the hour, as we get to news from the Nest. We'll count that early week pre-New Year's money, hopefully at 12:15. Buy or sell. And then notes from the North. Steelers will get into their highlights, lowlights if you're a Steelers fan, against the Browns. And hey, Cincinnati, why not? You got nothing else to lose. Why not just pound teams you're supposed to pound? And waiting patiently, let's go to Debbie and Frederick. Debbie, thanks for holding. The floor is yours.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, we have made it into the afternoon, haven't we, Debbie? I think Debbie we called at like 8 o'clock. Yeah. She was waiting for a McGriddle.
It's been a long wait, but I'm happy to talk to you. So the thing that's standing out a lot to me is that everybody out there, whether it is a job like you've worked at a place where you felt like different people were given special treatment or in relationships. And whenever you don't hold every person to the same standards, that creates a sense of animosity among the other people. So when Lamar is able to do all the things that he's been doing, think of what that does to the morale of the rest of the team. And I think that's a really big deal because he should be the standard. He should be the first one there every day and the last one to leave. And he's not. And I think that's a huge problem.
All right. Well, Debbie, thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you and the family. Now, Mike wrote that Lamar likes to play video games. Isn't Lamar the guy that got rid of all the games in the the locker room?
Correct.
Am I wrong about that? I mean, my brain doesn't work as well as it used to, which wasn't all that great to begin with. So I recall that and why they practice in the afternoon as opposed to the morning. If memory serves, again, John Harbaugh said, because it gives the players a better chance to recover from the previous day's practice. I mean, I'm not necessarily buying all that, by the way, because if you practice in the morning, then you get all the night to get ready for the next morning. But the assumption was they practice late in the afternoon or at 1 when it's 100 degrees in August, because Lamar doesn't want to get up in the morning and do his job.
Yeah, and I fully understand what Debbie's saying. Like, that perspective makes 100% sense. And you try to apply it to your own life, and she's right. Like, we've all held jobs before where, you know, people get away with things and it drives you nuts. It could be a major corporate job. It could be bussing tables. It doesn't matter. Anything in between. It's always going to be a thing. So I get that mindset. But in pro sports, I do think it's a little bit different. And in the sense of this being a star player, like it or not, those guys get treated different. And they're held to a different standard. Sometimes they're held to a higher standard that they are asked more of. And I think on the field, Lamar is held to a higher standard than anyone else on this team. The supposed violations here, the supposed things that Mike wrote about that, in his opinion, have rubbed Harbaugh the wrong way, that he thinks that that relationship is, you know, fractured to some extent. To me, they're pretty minor. I mean, we're talking, all right, stayed up too late playing video games. I can't imagine that's happening every night. I don't think so. To me, that seems like something that maybe happened once or twice years ago. And even if it did, my underlying point here is that until this starts to have an impact on him on the field, I don't care. To me, this is an Allen Iverson thing. Allen Iverson, the infamous practice thing. He didn't like practice. And maybe he wasn't the first guy in the building, the last one to leave. He didn't fit that super role model thing. But when he was on the court, he was a Hall of Fame player. And it was no doubt about it. There's no questions about it. So until Lamar, his performance suffers, all this other stuff, it doesn't matter to me. You know, he's not creating distractions where he's out in legal trouble, where he's bad-mouthing teammates, where he's bad-mouthing the team. To me, this is all minor. And as Debbie said, how would you feel if you were a teammate of his or a coworker? I don't think he's lost the locker room. I don't see that at all. I think they all support him.
Can I play devil's advocate, however?
Please.
Now, his performance on the field was declining. And the assumption was, and maybe it is 100% accurate, because of the injuries. Got a toe, hammy, knee, whatever it was, ankle. He wasn't playing all that great for a long stretch of time. Now, is this because, and we never, only God and Lamar really know. Is it because he was up playing video games all night? I don't know. He doesn't invite me to play video games with him. I have no idea what he does in the wee hours of the morning. Or is it because he's hurt? I'm leaning the performance started to wane because the offensive line gave him no protection. The play calling was very suspect. And he's banged up, not playing at 100%. So it's not like he was going out there and lighting the world on fire playing at an MVP level. His best football was played in the first, 4 weeks of the season. And he's had a couple of one-off performances. But, I mean, statistically, this has not been one of his better years.
Sure, yeah.
Coming off arguably his best season ever, when he had a quarterback rating of over 120. And still they win most valuable player. That's enough.
Yeah. No, I'd still chalk it up mostly to the injury thing. But it's not, I guess the point of all this, and you know, a lot of people are probably screaming at the radio, like, why do you keep excusing the stuff out of Lamar? And I mean, to be quite honest, like I get the complaint, but he's different. Like these guys get treated different. Like it or not, that's the way pro sports and the way the pro superstar athlete it is now. And I think to what Mike was writing about, if people want to say, well, what is or isn't true in there, I'm not saying anything in there is a lie. I think I can disagree with Mike's opinion on what they should do with Lamar, and sure, he's saying that they should explore a trade in that route.
Pass.
That's a non-starter for me, but the essence of the article and what he's, you know, writing about, I think it's true. I think there is a disconnect between Lamar and the coach.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Adam in Pikesville. Adam, thanks for holding your role. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I'm hoping and praying that the coaches realize how rare of an opportunity this is to go from 1-5 and then out of control of their own destiny this week to have a chance to knock out our arch rivals and the biggest rivalry in sports 2 years in a row. The only thing I want to add to that is that they can't just spam Derrick Henry 30 times. Pittsburgh knows that we're going to want to run the football. So they have to make sure that they have a balanced offense for this game.
Adam, thanks for the call, man. Happy New Year. And same to Debbie, who just called as well. Yeah, they're going to have to be creative if Lamar cannot go. Lamar at his superpowers, you have no idea what the hell he's going to do. He's going to run. He's going to play action pass, RPOs. But running Henry 36 times, in theory, is not a great thing. But me and Mike Pope were talking for the show. If that's how you beat Pittsburgh, do it. Till they make it impossible for him to run the ball, shove it down their throats until he can't do it anymore.
And okay, it wasn't, 30 carries in volume last year in the wild card round against Pittsburgh when they knocked him out, but the game plan was give it to Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry dominated. I mean, the very first drive had a house call of God knows how many yards, and it was off to the races from there. Now, Lamar, his legs played a big factor in that as well, so that could be the missing ingredient here, but I think Derrick Henry alone is enough to get it done. And he doesn't have to go for 204 touchdowns. It could be a little more measured by his standards. It could be 110, 125, and a touchdown. But that could be enough, And I'm with you early and often. Give it to him until they prove that they can stop it. I'm not moving off that game plan.
And look, now I'm sipping the purple Kool-Aid. This is coffee, by the way. See the logo on there. If they get into the playoffs, I mean, are you fearing Denver? You fearing the Chargers? You fearing Jacksonville? I mean, again, nobody's fearing the Ravens. Hell, Marlon Humphrey even said that for the season start. But if they get in the playoffs and get a home game, who knows? And Lamar gets healthier and the offensive line continues to at least run block acceptable enough. It goes back to what you said to me. You play a quarterback who's on a heater. Mm-hmm. You're not getting a pass rush on him. You might get diced up there.
Well, that's the essence of everything. And look, make no mistake, my opinion of the Ravens as a whole hasn't changed drastically based on what I saw Saturday night. It was great. It was fun. And I would like to see them continue that game plan of giving it to Derrick Henry as much as possible. But we've also, in the same breath, talked about what's wrong with this defense. We talked about what could happen if Tyler Huntley has to start again and is asked to push the ball downfield, what kind of issues that would create. So even with that in mind, I'll take the ticket to the postseason. I'll take the roll of the dice, as you would call it. I mean, Mahomes is out of here. As far as I can see, it's wide open. Yeah. Now that you don't have that automatically penciled in that the Chiefs are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, anybody could take it.
So you get in here next. News from the Nest, 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens Steelers, brawl for it all. Coming up Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Winner wins the North, gets a home playoff game. Loser hits the golf course and cleans out their locker in trash bags. Join us now. Your thoughts on the team, where they stand right now. You're still mad at John Harbaugh. If Lamar Jackson is 30%, he walks up and says, I want to play. You don't bench him. He's your franchise quarterback by definition, your franchise quarterback plays.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.